Not that cricket. Welcome to the Clubhouse Inn podcast. The name is Larry Quiridai, and it is such a pleasure to be with you because this podcast is a podcast that focused on the fortunes of Zimbabwe's cricket. And today we're talking about women's cricket, and I'm going to have a chat with the Zimbabwe cricket women's cricket head coach, Walter Chawaguta, as they go to the global qualifier where they have a chance to qualify for the World Cup for the first time ever. And this is how it went. It is our moment on the eve of traveling to the United Arab Emirates for the qualifier. How has the preparation been in general, total?
Oh, look, I'm very happy with what we've done leading up to us leaving now and going to the UAE. We've had plenty of cricket. We've also interspaced that with a lot of rest as well for our players and lots of targeted practice sessions. So I think we are in a good space, getting excited about the next phase of the game.
There seems to be a team that is growing in confidence as you go. I know the beginning of the year we talked about the Ireland series. There were a couple of players missing, a lot of players coming back. What are the factors that are going into this confidence that's growing?
Yeah, look, it's obviously the injection of our so-called senior players that we've been out of circulation for a while, who are back in now. Today we witnessed Ashley Ndiraya having her first proper run-in, batting, and it was exciting to see how well she's hitting the ball, how well she's playing, and I think in the last PNG series we saw how well Chichipomu Gary as well played, so that's that. They're all coming in to sort of beef up what we already have, already had in our batting ranks. The bowling has been good for the longest time. We haven't really had issues in that particular department. So it's all coming together, and with all the practice sessions, the challenges, and the goals that we've set for all our centre wicket targets. They're meeting those. They're excited about the challenges that lie ahead of them. And I think all in all, I'm happy where we are.
A lot of people talk about, there's a certain age that some of the players have, and some might be looking and thinking of this. Maybe this is their last chance of going for qualifying for the World Cup. Does that bring added pressure?
Oh, look, I'm not sure at the moment. And I think one of the things that I say to our players is let's not. It's just going and playing. It's just another match. So when we play Vanuatu, it's just another match. When we play Ireland, it's just another match. We don't want to place too much emphasis on going out there to win and qualify. Obviously, that's a given. That goes without saying. We want to get out there and just enjoy ourselves. And the roles for each player have been clearly defined. And I've emphasized that they must just go there and just perform their role. And I do believe that if they perform their role, then all else will be taken care of. Yeah, yes, we've got a few players who've been around, but that decision whether this is their last or not is entirely up to them. All I know is that every single one of the 15 players we've got are still excited about getting out there and playing. I mean, our most senior player, Marangi, still doesn't want to be rested. I mean, today I just say to her, listen, why don't you just rest? I just want you to come out and bet. She doesn't want to be rested, so she still wants to play. Yeah, so they always want to play and represent their country, and there's nothing better than that.
And you've also had outside help, former West Indies great. What has he brought into the changing room? For those who don't know, the West Indies great who's working with the women's team is Courtney Walsh. Moving on.
Look, he brings a lot of experience. He was a genuine quick bowler, a genuine match winner. So he knows what it is, to be at the top and to stay at the top and be consistent at it. But also he confirms a lot of the things that we've been saying to the ladies, which I like, So it's just a different voice, presenting things differently, but pretty much saying what we've been saying, which is a confidence booster for us as coaches. But not only that, it just shows the players that this game is doesn't change. You know, the basics are still the same. You do the basics well, it doesn't matter who tells you, then you're more often than not going to come out on top and do well.
And I see at the end of every training session or during, you've got the brains trust, so to speak. A lot of the people just think of the coach, but there are a lot of, in terms of technical people that you rely on to achieve your objectives, aren't there?
Yeah, look, you can't do it all. You can't know it all. I have certain areas that I think I have my strength, but I also rely on everyone else to go out there and do their job. So I'm... I'm trying to create an environment, and I think we're probably on our way to having that sort of environment where everyone contributes, everyone is very clear about what their roles are, not just the players but also the coaches, and they just go out there and just grab, if they need to grab a player and work on them on certain things, be free to do that. And I think that's a better working environment, so there's nothing too centralized. All the coaches work independently, and we're very clear about what we want to do. The vision is very clear, and so I allow them the freedom to do what they need to do.
And the kind of support that Zimbabwe cricket has gone into preparations, I think there's one of the most intensive periods of cricket that the ladies have had. What do you say to that?
Look, much appreciation to management board and Vimo Makwani. I don't know, with women's cricket, it's a little bit tricky. The expenditure that comes into going to India and spending, 2 weeks with 16 players, 7, 8 coaches, and then going somewhere else, Ghana and all that, all those tours that we've had, hosting TNG and all that, and then the camps. And making sure that the players are well looked after in terms of even the food and everything. Those are all expenses, and that's what you need to do in order to succeed. And I say, much appreciation to the board and all that are involved to making sure that those girls are well prepared. I mean, I know Courtney comes in as well. He's not going to come in and do this for free. So obviously that's ZC. Being prepared to spend that extra bit to get the best brains trust, as you put it, to get our girls ready and prepared for the qualifier. So yeah, like I said, I can't thank ZC enough for what they've done for the ladies.
And of course, that support of ZC, does that also feel for them that they, you know, they are appreciated?
Yeah, they are appreciated, and I think they also appreciate. I mean, look, it's unfortunate our boys are not going to be able to represent in the next World Cup. So we are the last man or woman standing, pretty much, this year. That is, so all eyes are on us. So that probably motivates as well. Motivates them to do what they've done. But ZC has always supported women's cricket, and like I say, I've not experienced this much support in all the time I've been involved with women's cricket.
And then finally, the fans, of course, out there thinking, yeah, okay, you know, we've come so close so many times. I don't want to say you promise, but what do you say to the fans?
Like I always say, if you remember the last time we had a conversation, I think I had a conversation with someone else as well. They were asking me about Ghana. They were asking us about the qualifiers. And I just say, listen, winning the qualifier, winning the global qualifier, winning Ghana, everyone wants to do that. So you've got 10 teams that want to do that. So it doesn't really boil down to that. Everyone wants that. That's the definitely high on their priorities. But what makes a difference is what you then do on a day-by-day basis, what you do when you play Vanuatu, what you do when you play Netherlands. So that's what the focus is, because those are things that I believe we control. And that's what we're going to do. And I do believe that if we take care of that, then all your expectations, and I speak to the fans and saying that all expectations will be met. So we're going to be focusing on the process. We're going to be focusing on a method, which is clearly defined for every player. And I do believe that if we get to 90% of fulfilling that role for each player, I do believe that we will bring a good results for the fans, which is obviously qualification. But it starts with the process, and that's what we're zeroing in on.
Okay, all the best.
Thank you. Cheers.
So there we go. A lot of confidence, a lot of, okay, let's think about it. Wishing all the best to the women's team. If you're wondering where to watch it, just sign up to icc.tv. That's where you can watch all the matches. You can go to 3mob.com and see the fixtures when Zimbabwe is playing. Their group has got Vanuatu, the Netherlands, Ireland, and who's the last one? Did I just forget? And the United Arab Emirates. So, yeah, it's going to be an interesting group. United Arab Emirates are the ones that denied Zimbabwe the position, if you remember last time. So, yeah, there's a bit of afters there, isn't there? Okay, so the Clubhouse M podcast, and it's brought to you by Three Men on a Boat. That is a publishing company, Curissa Media. That is the agency that puts us out there. Otherwise, take care of yourself and the people that say, oh, just to remind you, you can listen to the podcast on whatever platform that you get your podcast. You can go to Spotify. They like that one. AfriPods, yeah, free service available for hosting any podcast across Africa. So shout out to them. And then there's we also have Apple Podcasts. I've mentioned those. Yeah, them too. We're trying to organize. We're gonna get it sorted. Get onto Google Podcasts. They're now called YouTube Music. So, yeah, we're going to get around to that. We promise, because I think there's some people who would like to listen to their podcast where they want to. I haven't really gotten onto YouTube Music personally. So we'll see how that goes. So, yeah, otherwise, take care of yourself, the people that you love. My name is Larry Quidditch. I, in the words of where I come from, Asilwisi Sebenza. Take care of yourself.
Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed the show.